You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Before we get into a couple of emails here, I want to see how you guys feel about this. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration wants everyone to know just how unhealthy vending machine food is. So they want bigger calorie labels in glass front vending machines. So you'll be able to see how bad it is before you buy it.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if I'd ever really care about the calorie count on one of the vending machine foods here. I would be just scared it's going to kill me. machine that spins around with the it's like musical chairs of diarrhea. Yeah.
I think I've used the machines here once in years.
I would never use it.
But if I were to use one, I would like to know
the calorie count.
I'm big on that. But, you know, like, it depends. Like, so I've been at places where they show the calorie count, and if I'm hungry enough and I don't have any other options, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But it is nice to see it.
I will say that a lot of places have it on their menus now, right?
Yeah.
And it has made me change my order.
Me too. I'm like, I can't order anything.
Like, no joke. I'm like, yeah, I feel like salad tonight. And I'm like, oh, look, steak salad. Yeah. And then I'll look at it and go, oh my God, it's 1,400 calories or whatever. Yeah. I'd be better off getting a burger.
Right.
Yeah, you would.
So that's good. You can make that choice.
You know?
You think you're eating healthy and you're really not. So
I zap everything with my Weight Watchers app when I go to the grocery store or like enter in stuff from a restaurant. Yeah.
Would it stop you, Chuck? I don't think it would, right?
Nothing stops me.
No.
Nothing stops me.
I mean, you go through your... We're all the same in here. Well, Lisa sticks pretty good at sticking to stuff, but we all have our ups and downs.
I'm not in like I care about myself
phase
place.
Yeah. No, not right now. You're like eat it up phase.
No, I'm just looking for small little bits of pleasure,
a little joy here and there.
Yep.
I got two. Most people have like a devil and an angel. Like I got two fat little devils just sitting on my shoulder at all times, man.
Yeah, they
like
kicked last the angel night, right off.
Like, you just go. And you can get yourself some ice cream, Phil. Nobody will be in the way.
It's just us here.
I'm like, no, fat little devils, no! And then I was like, we gotta go to Whole Foods.
No fat little devils, no.
It would be alarming if you said that in a grocery store or something.
I basically
just,
do.
Yell it out. And
no fat little devils, no!
I'll walk by cakes and pies and things.
Yeah,
I'm like, fat little devils, you stop it! I'm like, no, I'm not getting cheesecake.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I can't go into a grocery store. I can't. A grocery store is designed to have me fail at everything.
I've learned that if I have my fridge stocked with things that are all 0 points or whatever, and I have it there, then I don't mess up. Because where I mess up is I'll be like,
there's nothing in this goddamn house.
You got no time.
You gotta go to bed soon. Why don't you just go get your cheeseburger, you jiggly bitch?
Yeah.
Go get your cheeseburger. Take a minute.
I'm like, fat little devils, I can't. I'm like, I'm on the decline. So,
are you still walking then?
Yeah, I couldn't yesterday, but I did. Oh. I had to close the blinds because I did a little YouTube workout.
Very nice.
What's your YouTube workout? I want to know.
It's just like some dude, he's like, take your weights and you go like this, and you go like this.
God damn it.
That's amazing. I love it.
That's amazing. Close the blinds because I'm doing a YouTube workout.
I close the blinds. I don't need to end up my own YouTube hit from that.
I would watch
That's
it.
That's great. How long was the workout? Half hour?
25
minutes.
25 minutes. Yeah, kicked my ass kind of too.
That's good.
And the guy's like, you got it. You got it, you know.
He did.
And I'm like, yeah, you got it. Look at me go. I was like, hell yeah. But it was too rainy to walk.
Did you feel the burn? Did he say stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, he's like, just fight through. And I'm like, oh, I'm certain, dude.
I saw a guy. Have you ever walked backwards outside?
What?
No.
You have to walk backwards if you're real serious about it.
On my way home from work the other day, I saw this guy, and he was into it, too.
Walking backwards?
How do you not die?
I don't know. Guys, I was on the street.
People do it on the treadmill all the time.
But this was on a sidewalk.
On the treadmill, I'm in a confined area, and I'm not... A car couldn't just smoke me, or someone couldn't run into me.
I saw someone running a marathon backwards one time.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
What's the benefit of running backwards?
Use different muscles.
But still, it's, so, you're right, Dave. It is dangerous to walk outside.
Yeah.
And this guy was happy and proud. And he was, and I thought he was looking at me, you
if
know.
You're walking backwards.
Because I wanted to get my phone out and take, you know, record it. And I couldn't do it. But yeah.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. Well, what sucks for me when I go on walks, it's like I put on sweatpants. I look like garbage.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around the neighborhood and it's sketchy. I'm sketchy looking. I'm wearing all black. I look like I'm casing joints.
I've been stopped by the cops multiple times.
But as I walk out so late. And know it's me, and it's just like everybody's involved in my make a change.
Uh-huh.
Gotta get a disguise.
I know, I do. I gotta like exercise with like a big mustache.
Hat. Sunglasses.
Yeah, you do. You got
the whole thing.
Your exercise disguise.
I'm very easy to spot, you know?
Yeah. I've had the cops like pull, like come up to me, and I'm like, "Oh, here we go." And there, it's always like, "Hey, have you seen anyone in this kind of car?" I'm like, "No,
no,
just walking, you know." Yeah, so, out for a walk.
Yeah,
not doing any police work.
Don't walk backwards outside.
No.
You're gonna die,
dude. I would die immediately.
Maybe it was like very a short while. Like I was at a red light. Maybe he stopped.
He wasn't jogging backwards
because
generally it's like
a groove going.
Because a lot of times it's like it's like moonwalking. It's like moonwalking.
That was great,
dude. I would end up in the hospital like immediately. I'm like, all right, time to target some new. Get up and shut up, fat little devils. Time to target some new muscle groups. Boop, 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 boop. Oh my head!
I don't know. Yeah,
bleeding out in front of a park.
Yeah, you'd have to wear a helmet and stuff if you were walking backwards.
That's a good look, right?
Yeah. Someone says walking backwards gets rid of shin splints too.
Well, see, I get that pain in my shins when I walk like miles and miles, and then I realize, oh, I'm like at the, you know, the apex or whatever of my walk, and I start to, my shins will start to hurt, and generally I'll just like take a break or whatever.
I feel like I want to try it now.
Yeah.
Like I want to try
it. It's not hard, guys. It's really, I mean, it's just walking backwards. All of us can do it.
Yeah, just really,
you don't have to try it.
Don't do it.
You just hope you don't trip on something, you know what I mean? Or like, there's like,
did he have his head cocked to the side watching where he was going?
Hell no, he wasn't.
No, he didn't care.
That's a crazy thing to see.
Throwing caution to the wind.
Yeah. I did my stupid little workout. I closed the blinds too, because I almost started doing it with the blinds open.
I would love to see the workout.
Yeah.
I've done a couple workouts totally nude.
It's called the workout for beginners.
The workout for beginners on YouTube?
Yeah. Cardio workout for beginners.
I love it.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah,
you should have no shame in that, my friend. I mean, I guess you don't want to end up on YouTube if someone tapes you through your window.
That's it right there. 25-minute low-impact cardio workout for beginners.
Oh, my God.
Look at
what Andy did yesterday.
Yeah, let's see.
It kicked my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Work out.
That's the
word. While you're here, use this time to
you can follow the girl
right
if you want to be a little easier. You can play the game.
I'm not going to count any reps in today's warm-up. Mm-hmm. So it's just about moving at a pace that you feel comfortable with.
That's just the warm-up
part. That's right. If I'm going a little too fast for you, just go ahead and slow it down a little bit.
Or
I'm
going way too slow.
Don't get slower. Let's see.
Oh, some weights. So you have weights
this one for 10 more seconds. Keep it up.
Get the weights going.
Get those muscles.
Let's go.
Five. And your arms moving.
Four.
Hell yeah.
Three. Two.
Keep it at a 45-degree angle. Get off my shoulder, fat little devil.
Set them down.
You're not going to set me this down.
They're holding on. They're holding on.
Because wait, I'll take my shirt off in public in no time.
Settle down, Andy.
So, Webb, by the time you're done, you could have burned, they say, what, like almost 270 calories.
Yeah, it sucked.
Well, something.
I always found
it's more about muscles.
The best way for me to just burn calories in a small amount of time was like incline treadmill stuff.
Yeah. Well, I just like, I have an apartment, so I don't have like room for like lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So I have like a weight bench and then I lift that stuff and then I do these things. But everything's like free. It's so sweet.
I know.
Because I can't bring myself. Nice. I'm too embarrassed to go to a gym.
I get it. Yeah, I don't like it.
Like I was sitting there, I'm like, it's raining, it's starting. I want to keep doing this, but it's raining and it's
Yeah, but you're going to have to make a decision as you head into the winter.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll just do this in my house and close the blinds and shake those failure damage
go about it.
My shoulder.
It's tough for me because, like, when I would go to the gym, like, I'm not supposed to lift anything with my heart stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, so you'd be surprised at, you know, for not doing anything for, like, years and years, you try and do something. It's like, oh, my God, I'm just so weak.
Yeah.
I'm just a jello. I'm just jello.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's one where they have, like, a big guy doing it, too.
Today's workout is 100%.
I can't watch that.
They have, like, a fit guy workouts, and then a big guy.
Results.
Yeah, just like looking in a mirror.
Today we're gonna enjoy
that's nice.
And we're going to dip and reach. We're just here to move.
He's a big dude, too.
Good for him.
What a brave, brave man.
He is.
We need to use it.
I bet everybody was so nice.
14 seconds off.
Comments.
How's he doing here?
We can.
Let's go through the...
Them back to back.
22 minutes in now. How's he doing?
20 seconds of marching.
He's doing good.
Fast or running.
I mean, he looks like he could have a heart attack at any second. Oh, he's stretching it out now.
A little side profile.
There's a little...
That poor tubby bitch.
Yeah.
Exactly how I look.
You should do the old, there was an old Cindy Crawford workout. Look that up.
I should do the Cindy Crawford workout. Andy, you know what's funny is like certain exercise things, I'm like, what if that was what like changed my life? Like, what if I was like, they were like, dude, how'd you do it? How'd you lose 150 pounds? I'd be like, jazzercise.
Andy, you'll be impressed. There's a little.
Yeah, the comments are pretty sweet towards that guy.
Are really nice towards that guy.
Oh, that's cool. They got the.
I did this workout because real people who look like me are working out. I completed the workout. This big guy is more inspiring than the coach. Respect to him. We need more of this.
Well, there's a lot of positive stuff.
There really is. So that's nice.
Yeah.
These things like, the, you know, YouTube.
Hey, you're signed into James, right?
Yeah.
Let's put something nasty.
No, I'm not.
Put some troll.
No.
Put some terrible. Put some terrible.
Terrible.
Please don't.
Yeah, no, we're not going to.
Because then he'll get blasted.
Oh, I know.
You know, I'm a fat shamer.
Exactly. You
know, I'm going to lose the few subscribers I've got to my own YouTube channel.
Like, all the comments are positive.
Yeah. So you could hit on him. You could hit on him.
Now you're going to, hey, big guy, call me.
Why not?
Like a big guy would call me immediately.
Should get a bag. You can punch it.
Yeah, I should.
Looking to Tybo.
Yeah,
Tybo, right? Weight. I'm thinking of all the old school.
Oh, you were doing Tybo. You were killing the Tybo. Yeah.
I would do a Tybo workout, and I would do an ab workout. That's why I'm so flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so flexible.
See? Listen,
it's unbelievable.
On this show, we poke fun of everyone, right? And no matter what size they are, no matter what their background is, we poke fun of big people a lot.
Wow.
But I'll be the first to say that I'm never the guy. If I see like a huge person out doing something physical, I'm always thinking, good for them. I'm never going, oh my God, what a gigantosaurus.
No.
It's like, look, that like they're making an effort.
Well, it helps, I think, that, you know, most of us, except for Lisa, have been a Gigantosaurus.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it.
Here's one other thing. So, you remember I had to go to the Apple store to get my phone fixed a couple of times in the past week. So, at this mall, they have a valet, and I didn't use it, but I walked past it. I just thought the name was odd. It was 4-star valet.
Oh,
like, yeah, they don't give you
was
5.
Was 5 stars taken? Or was there a time that 4 stars was like the best?
That's it. It was 4 stars used to be
like the top.
They
the top.
Upped it to
like
5.
A 4-star hotel was the best hotel.
Exactly. Oh,
but then it changed to 5-star.
Yep.
And they were stuck with 4.
Yep.
Because they've been around for
They've
years,
been around
right?
too long. Yep.
Because isn't the highest rank you can get is a 4-star general, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I wonder if it comes from something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the history of these stars.
I don't either.
Is there a 5-star? I think during war, you can go
up to 5. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Is there a 5-star general?
I think you can be 5-star, but only in times of war.
5 Army and 4 Navy officers receive 5 stars.
Okay.
So there were. There's even 6-star generals.
Jeez, what a badass.
George Washington.
He's George Washington. So he's the only one there ever was.
George Washington is history's only 6-star general.
And give him another one.
He was pretty badass. I watched this history of George Washington thing, and they recreated what exactly he looked like. He's an odd-shaped fella.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He towered over everybody because everybody was like 4'2" because it was the 1700s.
So yeah, no nutrition.
look at this guy. He's going to lead us to Valhalla for sure. But he had skinny legs, and he wore those, you know, those little yoga pants that they had. And then he
had a pooch.
He had a belly. And then he had dog teeth in his mouth and stuff. It was like, that guy's something.
We're following him.
Here's a couple updates on some stuff we've talked about over the past week or so. The first email came into us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. She said, I love the show. I was listening to yesterday's about the small dong guy who his girlfriend broke up with him and told him it was because of his tiny dong. And I thought a recent experience of mine might help give some hope to all the wielders of tiny dongs who may be feeling down about the size of their unit because of some women's careless words. Earlier this year, I hooked up a number of times with a guy who may have had 3.5 inches. And that may be a generous estimate, she says.
Jesus.
When I held it in my hand from the base, oh God, this is...
There we go.
The tip could just be barely seen peeking out over my pointer finger.
Yeah, of course.
It was probably an inch or less in diameter. She said, now, I'm no size queen, but I do tend to prefer them a little bit bigger.
Wow.
But oh my God, am I glad I gave him a try. He was fully aware of what was up, even referred to his member as the little guy several times. I said nothing about it and never would have to any other man before I met him, but even more so now that I felt, you know, he was so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, she says, this man rocked my world with his tiny wiener. Although we no longer bang, I'm now convinced size truly doesn't matter. It's all about knowing the angles and positions that'll give your partner the most stimulation, no matter how much you're working with. In fact, he was better all around than most of the other men I've ever slept with who had larger dongs. And nobody wants the pain of repeatedly being rammed in the uterus by a 12-incher. So, she says, take heart, tiny dong man in the audience. Just listen to your partner's feedback about what you do that gives them the most pleasure, and then practice till you get it perfect. Just had to share that with you guys. Thanks for all the laughs, Kim in New Hampshire.
I love this, like, modern-day Casey Kasem style.
Yeah, it's like a Casey Kasem.
It just reminded me of it. It just reminded me.
I got a letter here. Janelle writes, to all you small dick losers out there, here's one for you from Kim. There was a small dick man who rocked my world with his 3.5-incher. Barely an inch wide. Gave me more pleasure than I've ever experienced.
That's like that inspiration.
It is. It's just like,
oh, I know.
Right into that.
Yeah, right into that.
Did he call them anything? Like, was there, like, was it like Casey's Moments or like,
oh,
what?
I don't.
Did they have a title?
Them.
No, he'd just be like, Jesse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That from the base to the tip, her hand covered his entire wiener. But she didn't have a problem with it.
You got to watch this because there's usually the top clip that comes out is him when he loses it.
Oh.
And starts swearing and going crazy.
That's what people like.
Because there's a sad story and upbeat song.
Oh, that's what his, he always said, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Yes, you know, they replay him.
Yeah, they do.
A lot. And it's odd to me because he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it catches me off guard. Like, somebody, like, in Vegas, when I took the cab to the airport, this guy was listening to Casey Kasem.
Wow.
And, it, like, threw me off.
What year am
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're reanimating Casey Kasem.
Where am I?
Hot tub time machine.
I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
That would be bizarre. But, yeah, I do know that they still... They play him.
Mm-hmm. So we'd like to play Tiny Dancing.
No, it is one of those long distance dedications, but about tiny dogs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Modern day Casey Kasem. That's what we do here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Too lazy to log on and download the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast? We've got you covered. Sign up for Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the podcast, Peep Show, and each day's bits sent straight to your email. Subscribe now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. Lazy pants.
I know Chuck has talked about this through the years, and I got to say, I didn't understand it, and I thought, well, that's not real. That can't be a real friend, someone you're playing a game with online. But the more, you know, I get familiar with it, and the more I realize, well, sure, you talk to those people probably more than you do a lot of people in your life. The stereotypes say that gamers are a lonely group of homebodies, but research now shows the friendships and connections they make while playing games online are just as real as the ones non-gamers have in real life. They say, according to these doctors that did the research, we shouldn't discount true face-to-face encounters, but gamer friendships certainly provide more intellectual and emotional stimulation than sitting home alone and just watching TV or spanking into porn or whatever it is you're doing in the house. So gamer friendships are as real as real life friendships.
Yeah, but at the same time,
when it crosses over into real life, it can get weird, right?
Well, for me, it was fine. Yeah. Like, for me, it was fine. But there's only a select few of those guys that I even still have any kind of contact with because we don't play games anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it changes. So when you're not playing, like, the games that we played, they just don't really get made anymore. They don't exist anymore, you know? And a lot of those guys are not into playing Xbox like I am. Yeah. So I don't get to talk to them all the time. I would, but we don't. And it's weird when you're all across the country. Yeah, so it's not like old friends from college or whatever that are right around the corner. It's like, man, I'd have to go to Florida to see one guy. I'd have to go to Texas to see another guy. South Carolina.
Like, we'll get together, right?
Yeah, but that's when we were like,
we were always talking
and always. Yeah. And like one of my buddies will still, like in July, he'll be like, hey, I've got a place. Come to the ocean, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, few of us have done that over the years, but it's not the same as when you were talking every single night.
Yeah.
You know, but I know that if you're a kid right now and you've got like a guild full of dudes or you're, you know, playing in a squad, those are your buddies, man. Those are your like real friends.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time with
them. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that, I guess it's just hard for people that don't game to understand that, but it's just like anything else. I mean, I have friends that I haven't seen in years that we just communicate pretty much through social media or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're still my friends. We just never have they live in different parts of the country.
Yeah,
and
friends all over the place.
You just don't get together. So how is it any different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you do occasionally get to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it gets bad is like it's a different kind of friendship, and I think that it's affecting young people that are gamers, like, you know, they don't get the same kind of social interaction face to face.
Well, I will say this. It doesn't help when that's your only friends.
Right.
No, right. You have to have.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to know how to socialize. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can have friends like that.
Right.
But I think you're more real with people that you're not. You don't have to, like, be fake.
Yeah.
Around. Like, you're just yourself.
On a game. Yeah.
Talking. At night, you know, they know you sometimes better than, you know, everyone else.
When I was getting carried through raids, I made friends and enemies. I got yelled at by a Lithuanian man for about 2 hours.
You suck! You suck! Ah, green bean! Green bean!
That was my name on there.
Yeah. Like, green bean, jump on the dog! Oh, okay, we got to do it again. Green bean, didn't jump on the portal.
And I'm like, easy there, Lithuanian fella.
So like no lifelong friendship made there.
Yeah, man,
that's different. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Green bean, jump now. God damn it, green bean. We have to start over.
Did he die? Tell me he didn't die.
Wipe.
Wipe. Everyone kill yourself. Green bean is dead.
You have one shot, green bean.
Yeah, that's it.
The light was flashing. You have to shoot the light. When the triangle lights up, you shoot it in the middle, green bean.
Just one furious Lithuanian guy.
Oh, he was pissed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
It seems insane, but apparently police blew up an innocent man's house in search of an armed shoplifter. At the end of the day, too bad.
Too bad, so sad.
We're not banned for anything.
Wow.
CBS Denver has this story. I guess this has been
the
going on.
Side of it.
Whoopsie.
You're doing
Hold
something.
On. Hit something
You're
else there. Something. Hit something else. I guess this has been going on for years, though, and another court ruling just said the city doesn't owe him anything. Here's CBS Denver.
What I've learned is that we have no rights, okay? What I've learned is that they can come and blow up my house and throw me out in the street and say, see you later, deal with it.
It was June 2015 when a police pursuit randomly ended in Leo Lex's home.
Oh, my God!
A 19-hour standoff ensued in which the SWAT team destroyed the Lex home. The suspect was eventually sentenced to 100 years in prison for, among other things, shooting at police. The city offered Lex $5,000 to cover the insurance deductible.
Okay, so guys, just so you're clear, this house is destroyed.
It looks like they shot missiles at it.
It's like everywhere there's a window
was blown apart.
Was blown apart.
You can see into every room in the house from the street.
But like the whole wall is blown apart.
Yes, not just the window's gone, the wall is gone. Back to the story.
Declined.
Status of the house now is rebuilt, okay, after I took what I got from the entrance. Plus, I had to take out additional loans because, obviously, I didn't get fair market value for the house, and that's really all I wanted.
Greenwood Village has criticized Lex for spending about $400,000 above what insurance gave him to build the new home.
I had to build a house to today's codes that I can sell.
But Lex is still fighting about the old house. On Tuesday, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals said Greenwood Village owes Lex nothing. He says the laws and rights of citizens haven't caught up to the military force being used by police.
There needs to be new legislation. There needs to be new laws on the books to cover this. Other families are going to suffer the same fate, the same nightmare that we did, guaranteed.
I'm going to be honest, though. His house
Lex
sucked.
Lex says he's actually had to put off retirement in order able to afford not only rebuilding that home, but also the legal battle. He says that now that this appeal denial has gotten national attention, that they are hoping to take this to the Supreme Court. The city also has a lengthy statement that we have on CBSDenver.com.
It's clear he went way above and beyond.
His home is like incredible now.
It doesn't look anything like the old house.
Well, he basically had to start from scratch, I assume, right? He had to just knock it down and start over. So if you're going to do that, you're going to build something you like.
Yeah.
But I agree. It probably is way more than they should have covered, but they shouldn't have to pay nothing.
If the cops make a mistake.
Yeah, right. They gave him the deductible for the insurance.
Yeah, they basically said, hey, you have homeowners. But then insurance
only
was like...
covered to repair what was done.
They were going to repair everything.
Yeah.
They,
not
so
rebuild
obviously,
a complete house.
They had a guy come in and they were like, well, the foundation's still fine, even though you had explosions.
How could the foundation be fine?
I don't
it looked
know.
Like it was something Al-Qaeda
he
blew
spent
up.
$400,000 over what the insurance company said it was going to cost to fix it.
Right. That's his choice. So they shouldn't have to cover that, but...
I think that's what they're
should
saying.
Should insurance
though.
Have to cover it either?
No, they only have to cover.
Insurance shouldn't have to uncover the.
Well, it should
I mean,
be
like the city
like
should be
the
on
city,
the hook.
The city should have insurance for this.
Right, my homeowner's insurance shouldn't have to cover it because I'll probably end up paying extra through the years. Right, that'll come back on me. The city's insurance should cover it.
You would think, but at the same time, I don't think the city's insurance should even cover $400,000 extra.
No, not extra. I'm just saying what it would be to bring it back to what it was before they blew it to smithereens.
Right. Yes.
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, anyone would. It's insane.
But they blew up my house.
There's a lot of
different
organizations that don't have to pay when they tear your stuff to shreds or.
This guy, by the way, the criminal randomly selected that house on the run. Like was just the luck of the draw. The
bad luck for those homeowners.
Yes. He just went into that house to try and get away from the cops, and that led to
and
that
then
standoff
obviously
and insanity.
The
insanity.
Insanity.
It's insanity.
I mean, obviously the cops, I don't know what you had to do that just completely annihilated a person's home to get one guy out.
By the way, I guess the city said that he had to knock down the house and start over because it just wasn't safe.
But yeah, and that's fine, but he just went for, like, you know, top of the line.
Yeah, I was going to say, so let's just say finishes. That, yeah, like it's all...
really nice.
It's really, really nice. And it looked like before he just had it some cheap siding nice.
Yeah.
And some gray bricks.
Right.
Yeah.
You right. know, and it now wasn't. He's got a Art Deco home and yeah. it's like crazy beautiful. And it's like, so even if they were like, we'll give you $400,000, he spent $800,000. Yeah. That's what has yeah. happened.
And he's upset by that.
Right.
I mean, I'd be upset if someone blew up my house.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his house before. That thing, that's not great.
No.
That's not a great
yeah,
place.
But it's not bad, you guys. I mean, it's not great.
You saw his house now.
Yeah, no, but sure. Hey, listen, if I had a chance to rebuild, I'd build a better place too.
But I think that's what they're saying. Like, if he would have just, like, he chose to build a better place, he can't,
right.
they can't pay. He's upset by the fact that they didn't pay for all of it, right?
Well,
right.
He says he wasn't offered fair value.
Well, so he got screwed over by a contractor that he doesn't realize. He went and spent $400,000 extra thinking he was going to be able to flip a house real quick.
It's insane.
There
the
needs
damage
to be more
did.
Rights for so, people that are in this kind of situation, though. I do
you know,
agree.
Yeah. You know what it looks like they did? It looks like they, you know, with that tank thing. You know that tank thing that yeah. has that long and they
big
just
gun.
Punch, they punch holes through the walls like yeah. they did at the Branch Davidian complex. That's what it looks like they did
it
to this house.
It looks to me like they threw grenades in there or something.
Yeah, dude, that's nuts.
I feel like it's that thing that goes in and they just pull the whole wall out.
I think you're right, Chuck.
Yeah.
God. Making sure the guy's not hiding in those rooms.
Yeah.
We'd all be pissed if the cops
sure,
blew up our house.
I mean, very
and it had
upset.
Nothing to do with us.
That's the worst day ever.
Seems like yeah. there's a different way they could have got him out. I don't know.
I don't know
how you get him out of there, but
I'll say this. I think no matter what happens when your home is deemed like just almost like a write-off that it's really bad for you mm-hmm. anyway, there was the home near me that got hit by lightning mm-hmm. and it got hit by lightning and I don't think they were home and it burned. But then like when the fire showed up to put it all out, just filled their home up with water, like everything, like it was, they had to gut the entire thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think you recover from that. I really,
so you guys, they did both. They drove armored vehicle through doors, but they also tossed flashbang grenades and
yeah.
stuff, and then used explosives to blow out walls.
Wow.
Oh God.
Jesus. So I guess part of me is like, what are you doing to my, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You had to blow out walls with explosives because you have some.
I've never seen a standoff end like that in my life.
No, those were really eager cops.
Those were like, they wanted to test out some of their new stuff.
They wanted to use all the stuff they could just yeah. got. All the military grade stuff they just got. That's crazy, man.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy, but at the same time.
Yeah, me too. Of course I do, but.
Yeah, but you can't get too greedy with it either. It's not like you hit the lottery. Just because that happened, but, like, it's nuts.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy that they were like, the city didn't have to pay anything. Because the city should have some kind of insurance or something that should cover that, because he's paying homeowners taxes.
Exactly.
Oh, for sure. You can't believe that that's...
They can't just be like, too bad, so sad, sorry.
They'd just be off the hook
and then
for,
they pay
and
for it.
Away.
And then everyone else has to pay for it because their yeah. taxes yeah. have been raised. Yeah.
Like
city.
Every 10 sure, feet in his old house, yeah. every 10 feet, they knocked out a 5-foot hole.
Yeah. It looks like...
Every
excessive.
10, like,
there's
a...
Yeah.
It's like rampage.
It's like a war zone. Yeah.
It does. It looks like they used a Voltron and then he punched each wall.
Yeah.
People are asking to see it, so we just tweeted it out, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. If you want to go there, we just linked to the article that shows the damage that
now,
was caused.
Now, at the same
house.
Time, I guess, so he's trying to sell the new house that's beautiful. Either they didn't...
He's not trying to sell it. He said, if I was to sell,
oh.
I wouldn't get...
Yeah.
He built that house, and he's planning to stay there.
He wants to stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's how you make your money back when you flip a home. When you flip a home... and make it beautiful, you make the money back when you sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like, it's a crazy thing, too, that they, I don't know. I don't even know, man. I don't even know what to say about this.
Yeah. Just sucky.
Yeah.
Sucky is, it sums
is
it up.
Super sucky.
All right, imagine you are a first responder. You are responding to a car accident in South Point, Ohio, and a woman is covered in blood. It probably is a real scary moment for you as a first responder. Luckily, this was just a woman who was dressed up as Carrie from the Stephen King novel, and that was fake blood. But it did give first responders quite the scare when this student at West Virginia's Marshall University, Sydney Wolf, driving home from a haunted house event where she was in full Carrie costume, complete with prom dress, tiara, and fake blood. Her car struck a deer on the way home, totaled, and the first responders thought she was close to dying, started to freak out.
That's a crazy thing to roll up on Halloween. You're like, this deer did a number to her.
Yeah.
Where are you cut? Where are you cut?
Oh, my God, you're dying, lady. You're dying.
You're covered in blood everywhere.
And then, like, you're like, no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. And they're like, oh, she's in shock.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
She said, I could tell the first responder was horrified. Next came the police officers who were like, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Kept asking over and over again if I needed medical assistance. The second round of cops that came weren't in on the makeup and said, are we just going to ignore blood is dripping and she needs medical assistance? she said she was luckily uninjured, just a slight bruise on her leg, but her costume had her, and there's the full costume.
Oh yeah. I mean, if they roll up on that, they're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. They think that woman is close to death,
but they're also like, why are you wearing a crown?
Yeah, the crown.
Yeah, thankfully it was just a costume and she's just fine.
Yeah.
In other news, a 10-year-old got called to jury duty.
Gotta be a shocking.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah. This is heavy stuff.
A family in Connecticut got a surprise when their 10-year-old son was called for jury duty. Fifth grade student Nick Dondero received a letter in the mail summoning him to show up. While the family found it a bit comical, they're wondering how it even could have happened. Each year, I guess, more than 550,000 people in Connecticut are selected for jury duty. They get their list of names from four different places. They're not really sure how they could have got 10-year-old Nick's name mixed up in there. But I guess there is, it does happen from time to time. They even have a box on the summons saying, oh, underage.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to check that and send it back if it ever happens to you. Nick said he was worried about having to sit on a jury and is happy that he doesn't have to report for it now.
Mm. Kid will be real stubborn, too, I bet, if he ever did have to go to jury duty. Just like, I'm just not convinced.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced.
I'm going to need you to review the Article A, Article C.
I mean, we need to watch those videos again. We need to just really go through this stuff.
Clarification on manslaughter.
We're talking about.
It's so boring.
It would.
For a kid.
Oh, my God.
Wake up, kid.
How
just fry him.
Lisa, how long was the case that you had to sit on the jury for?
Like a day or two.
It wasn't very long.
That's why I didn't care.
But my mom sat on one that was like 3 weeks. And they were sequestered.
I would hate that.
Had to like live in a...
Oh, like a hotel with no outside stuff.
Mm-hmm. So she loved it.
You were up recently with, you know, in the past year or so, Chuck, you were up for jury duty
for a whole week.
For a whole week, they could have called you, but they didn't.
They did
not. So does that take you off for a long time?
I have no idea. I hope to God it does.
Yeah,
but I don't think so. But that was a federal thing. Yeah, so like, because you could be issued federal jury duty or just, I guess.
Yeah, like county.
Yeah,
local, that's what mine was.
Yeah,
I have never been called, thankfully.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't want to talk about it, though.
I know. That's why I don't want to bring it
then
up.
Then I get something in the mail.
We'll both get it within the next week.
Yeah.
Dave and Andy are gone on jury duty.
Well, I used to think, too, that like because we did this job,
that you were
that
safe.
We were safe, that you could just be like, you know, I'm in the media, blah, blah, blah. Nope.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
It's a case-by-case thing, though, right? Like, so if you're doing your interview and you're like in the media and that goes against what that lawyer... one of the lawyers wants, then you could be dismissed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could be just what they're looking for.
Yeah. God, I hope not.
Yep.
This could be one of the strangest possible results of snorting drugs. A 48-year-old guy in Australia went to the doctor because he'd had sinus infections and headaches for years, like never ending. And when the doctors did a CAT scan, they noticed there's a firm gray mass in his nasal cavity.
Yeah.
They extracted it. They found out what it was. A small bag of weed.
Jesus.
Snorted a whole bag of weed, man.
That's not how you do that, man.
He snorted a bag of weed 18 years earlier when he was 30 as he was trying to smuggle it into jail. But when it never came out, he assumed it had fallen down his throat, and then he forgot all about it.
Jeez.
What a stupid, stupid person.
He's an unbelievable idiot.
Yeah.
Doctors removed it. All his health problems totally cleared
up. Well, sure.
That's your problem right there. You got a big old bag of weed, dude. Very stupid, aren't you?
I mean, how much weed could you possibly fit in a bag up your nose to make it worth it anyway?
It doesn't seem like you could fit.
Not a bright man.
Like, no. You put it up your butt if you want a large amount, right? That's what they all do.
Yep.
They'd get that, too, though.
Well, sure, they'd get it, but really, how much could you snort in a bag up your nose?
Just like a tiny little bag of weed, like a joint's worth.
Yeah, like a joint.
One joint.
Yeah.
You destroyed your health for 18 years for one joint.
Incredibly talented two joints.
Well, and it's not even like he was like some dumb 21-year-old kid or something. He was like 30
right.
when he did it.
He was a dumb 30-year-old guy.
You are the stupidest Australian there's ever been.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine, though, suffering from sinus infections. Like, if you've ever had a sinus infection, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
18 years of it.
Yeah, you'd want to get it checked out.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because, like, I get a lot of that stuff, and now I'm thinking, man, did I snort any weed?
Yeah, I think
should go and
safe.
Get it checked.
As someone who's never even
what have I snorted?
Smoked, I doubt that you would.
No.
Just all of a sudden have snorted. It'd
be crazy to just, like, start with the snorting.
Go straight to snorting.
Yeah, yeah. Zero to snorting.
Zero to snorting.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Skip weed, skip pills.
Yeah.
Going right it's to wild. Just chopping stuff up and snorting it. Right up to my brain.
This is what I'm, you know, I'm unfamiliar with the drug circles that people run in. Besides cocaine, what else are you snorting?
Oh, heroin.
You can dream
heroin,
it. You can snort it.
Really?
Like, yeah, like heroin, they snort pills.
Yeah. But anything you can crush
but
up.
Cocaine's number one in the snort game, right?
That's number one with a bullet.
People love snorting that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Smells great, they say.
Yeah, they love snorting the old cocaine.
The old cocaine.
The old cocaine.
Everybody's snorting cocaine.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.